96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Well, if you consider yourself every woman, then a husband, children, successful career, house on the hill, and of course your health are just some of the things that would be the ingredients to having it all. But is that really a realistic consideration? Can women successfully have it all, or does something have to give? Well, we're talking about this today. My guests are Dr. Barbara Scott, Executive Officer for the Association of Black Sociologists, and Walter Kirkland, President of 100 Black Men of Prince George's County. The lines are open. A lot of folks commenting on my Facebook page about this today, too. Lines are open, so give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Certainly friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher. You can post something on the page, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Harold.
So let me ask Dr. Scott, since we are talking about women, ladies first. Dr. Scott, can women have it all, and how do you define it?
Wow. That's a heck of a way to start. You know, I really find the whole question of can women have it all infuriating, problematic, and all of those other kinds of terms, because as you have already implied, all is a relative term.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of all is different for each of us. But more importantly for me, you know, the question, can women have it all, is a term that is very much mired in the patriarchal, social, political, and economic structures of this society. And by that, I mean the notions of a woman's place in society, her kind of prescribed and ordained roles that, you know, therefore, you know, I think it, you know, it's not altogether appropriate. This is not a put down of the show, but I'm
of course not.
The whole question is inappropriate in many ways to talk about women's choices and their life decisions.
But suffice it to say, as you said, because of the difficult history that women have had in this country, coming to a position where they can have it all, however you want to describe it, has been certainly a process. And while you may not necessarily like the term, there are a lot of women out there who are willing to say, yes, I do want it all, whatever all is.
Right. Of course. And certainly what I just said was in no way to put that down. What I am saying, in my opinion, is that I think we need to deconstruct the whole patriarchal narrative that suggests that when women do anything other than something in conjunction with mothering, being a wife and a mother, or an appendage to a man, when they do anything else, they are doing something out of the ordinary, and then we have to then evaluate how well they do it. Can they do it all?
Well, let me have Walter jump in here, because, Walter, you agree they can have it all, but what is the all?
I think, Harold, I'm taking a different position. I think it's a positive that a woman could have it all. And, you know, in my organization, we mentor youth, Harold. There are quite a few single-parent moms that are doing a heck of a job on a daily basis, and they have the income, the education, and they can do it all. So I would say, and I appreciate your comments, Doctor, on your comments about the women, and of course I'm a male, but I would say that in light of what's happening with the educational level, the income level, and the child ring, from my experience with the children that we mentor from ages 8 to 13, they can do it all. Not all of them, but women can do it all, from my perspective.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. The question, can women have it all? How do you define what it all is? Let me grab a phone call because we've got a lot of women on the line and I really want to hear from them. Maggie, calling from Washington, D.C., what's on your mind?
Yes, my name is Nettie. I think having it all means having God.
Okay.
Because that's your motivation, that's your guidance, that's your budgeting, everything you can find in the Bible. And if you have God in your life, you're wholesome. You're well-rounded.
I see. Okay, Maggie, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and certainly not to discount, faith in this. But I think that the bigger issue is we are talking about some of the things that come along with maybe what some would consider some traditional values. Also interested in hearing some more modern values at all. Some people may think it has to do with, marriage, kids, career, but Dr. Scott said, you don't have to necessarily be an appendage to a man. Oh, boy, I don't know how we're going to deal with that phrase. Dr. Scott, you're stirring up trouble.
Let's put it in context.
Let's indeed. And we'll do that right after the break. We'll be back in just a moment. Lots of folks on the line. Boy, can women have it all? What does that mean? We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, can women successfully have it all, or does something have to give? My guests are Dr. Barbara Scott, Executive Officer for the Association of Black Sociologists, and Walter Kirkland, President of 100 Black Men of Prince George's County. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, Dr. Scott, keeping in mind how this conversation started, do you think that women are trying to uphold a higher standard of perfection when others say that they can or cannot have it all?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we, really bring it on ourselves. Mm. We try to be good mothers, good wives, good sexual partners, good, beautiful like Beyonce. I mean, all of it is part of us having it all, so to speak. Now, I didn't mean in any way to imply that women couldn't have it all. It depends on what they define as all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have had a wonderful teaching career. I've raised two males to adulthood. I have 4 grandchildren, three of which are college educated. I mean, so I was married for 47 years until my husband died in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So the choices I made were what I considered having it all. I didn't just have a career. I had a family. I was an activist on many, many social and political issues.
But did you consider yourself? But did you?
Those were my choices.
But did you consider yourself a woman who had it all, or was there ever something that?
Those were all of the choices for me, and mm-hmm. that was all that fulfilled me. I think all for me means what made me happy, what fulfilled me. That's just for me. I don't know how other women define it. But as Mr. Kirkland said, there mm-hmm. are millions of examples of women
yeah.
who, by their definition, have had it all. They've managed to raise families, against some extreme odds, mm-hmm. especially African-American women. And yet they have managed to balance. Having it all, in my opinion, doesn't mean that something it doesn't have to go at some time or another. That it doesn't mean that you have to be perfect or Wonder Woman or Superwoman.
Well, let me ask Walter, but why do you think that this is such an issue for women and not men? Because, as you probably know, this issue came up during a recent interview with the Pepsi CEO, Indra Nooyi. Also, this was asked of General Motors' new president and CEO, who is also a woman.
Harrow, I think it's a cultural thing. I think the ending lady, obviously from their culture, I think they have certain roles that are clearly defined, and I think that's part of the problem. I would say a woman that just changing gears who has it all would be Hillary Clinton. And I say potentially if she becomes the president, that's an example of a woman who's smart, educated, influenced, money. And they came from a menial family, believe it or not. And not looking at color lines, she has it all from my perspective, who's gone through a lot of trials and tribulations with her husband as the president, but yet now she's in a very good position to have it all.
But what about Oprah? What about Beyonce? We're going to talk about those folks.
Absolutely.
Some people would say
and I want to respond to what he said.
Well, hold on. Before you respond, I've got to take another break. So just hang in there with me. I love this.
The juices are flying, Harold.
She's got a lot of energy, which is wonderful. So if you're on the line, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Mary, Jackie, Lisa, Alan, stay with me.